Hi friends, it's Maddie here, back at it again with another reaction video. And today we are going to be watching George Carlin balance the budget. This is a special request from John. John clicked on the link in the description below and sent his request through, and you can too. All right, let's get into it.
Listen, hey, I got a lot of good ideas. Balance the stupid fucking budget. Here's another idea. I'm going to save you a whole lot of money on prisons, but at the same time, we are still going to remove from society many of our more annoying citizens. Four groups are going away permanently. Ooh. First group, violent criminals.
Okay.
Here's what you do with these Emmy Award winners. You take the entire state of Kansas. You move everybody out. You give them a couple of $100 for their inconvenience, you know. Gotta be fair. And then you move them out, you put a big 10-story electric fence around Kansas, and Kansas becomes a permanent prison farm for violent criminals. No parole, no police, no supplies. The only thing you give them is lethal weapons and live ammunition so they can communicate in a meaningful way.
I feel like the only issue is that I imagine if they have ammunition and weapons that they're probably going to be able to escape. This prison would have to be very, very high tech. And also, who would want to guard this prison if they have weapons? So no one would be guarding it. It would just kind of be like Mad Max, or what was that other movie that was like Mad Max? I can't remember, but sort of like Mad Max-y, which I'm not necessarily opposed to, but just like what happens when they escape? Because then they're all going to be colluding together for years and years and years and years. And the normal people that are out in society are not going to have the mindset that the criminals are going to have. So I feel like I would imagine it'd be really easy to overthrow. Anyways, okay, I'm going too deeply into this. Okay, let's keep going.
For violent criminals. No parole, no police, no supplies. The only thing you give them is lethal weapons and live ammunition so they can communicate in a meaningful way. Then you put the whole thing on cable TV. The Violence Network, VNN. And for a corporate sponsor, you get one of those companies that loves to smear its logo feces all over the landscape. Budweiser will jump at this shit in half a minute. All right, next group, sex criminals.
Yeah.
Completely incurable. You gotta lock them up. You could outlaw religion, and most of these sex crimes would disappear in a couple of generations. But we don't have time for rational solutions. Much easier to fence off another rectangular state. Rectangular states are cheaper to fence. Saves the taxpayers money, you know? This time, Wyoming. But only for true sex offenders. We're not going to bother consenting adults who like to dress up in leather Boy Scout uniforms and smash each other in the head with ball peen hammers while they take turns blowing their cat. There's certainly nothing wrong with that.
I disagree. Don't do stuff to the animals. Okay.
Scout uniforms and smash each other in the head with ball peen hammers while they take turns blowing their cat. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. It's a victimless hobby. And think of how good the cat must feel. No, we're only going to lock up rapists and molesters. Those hopeless romantics. Who are so full of love, they can't help getting a little of it on you. Usually on your leg. You take all these heavy-breathing fun seekers, and you stick them in Wyoming. And you let them suck, fuck, and fondle. You let them blow, chew, sniff, lick, whip, gobble, and cornhole each other until their testicles are whistling, "Oh, come all ye faithful." Then you turn on the cameras and you got the Sperm Channel. And don't forget our corporate sponsor. We're going to let Budweiser put little logo patches on the rapist pants right here. This PUD's for you.
Oh, my God.
All right. Next group, drug addicts and alcoholics. Not all of them. Don't get nervous. Just the ones who are making life difficult for at least one other person. And we're not going to bother first offenders. People deserve a chance to clean up. Everyone will get 12 chances to clean up. Okay.
That's a lot of 15 chances.
That's fine, and that's it. If you can't make it in 15 tries, off you go to Colorado. Colorado. A perfect place for staying loaded. Each week, all of the illegal drugs confiscated in the United States that the police and DEA don't keep for their own personal use will be airdropped into Colorado. And we're going to turn the Coors Brewery over to the beer-drinking assholes, and everyone can stay wasted, wired, stoned, bombed, hammered, smashed, and shit-faced round the clock on another new cable channel, Shit-Face Central. This is the real Rocky Mountain High.
I think his ideas are funny, but I feel like what happened to the good old-fashioned just... Just bye-bye. What happened to that? It sounds like we're going to be spending a lot of money shipping supplies to people that are not going to contribute much to society. I don't know. That's just my personal two cents. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, I've saved my favorite group for last. The maniacs and crazy people. Yeah. The ones who live out where the buses don't run. And I distinguish between maniacs and crazy people. A maniac will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo. A crazy person will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo, but he'll be wearing a Bugs Bunny suit at the time. So you can't put them all away. You know, you got to keep some of them around just for the entertainment. Like a guy who tells you the King of Sweden is using his penis as a radio transmitter to send anti-Semitic lesbian meatloaf recipes to Soupy Sales and Marvin Hamlish. A guy like that, you want to give him his own radio show. No, the maniac farm will be reserved strictly for hopeless cases, like a guy who gets a big tattoo on his chest of Liza Minnelli taking a shit. You know? And he tells you if he wiggles a certain way, it looks like she's wiping her ass, you know?
Very specific.
A guy like that, you want to get him into custody as quickly as possible. Now, for the maniac farm, I think there's no question we got to go with Utah. Utah, easy defense. Easy defense, right next to Wyoming and Colorado, and Colorado is right next to Kansas, and that means all 4 groups of our most amusing citizens are now in one place, except for the big fences. And I think I have another one of my really good ideas for cable TV. Gates. Small sliding gates in the fences. Think of what you've got here. Think of what you've got. Predators, degenerates, crackheads, and fruitcakes. 900 miles of fence separating them. Every 50 miles, you put a small sliding gate. But the gates are only 10 inches wide, and they're only open once a month for 7 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And you know something? Fuck cable. This shit has got to be on pay-per-view. Because if those gates are only open 7 seconds a month, you are going to have some mighty interesting people pushing and shoving to be first online. Deeply disturbed, armed, cranky lunatics on drugs. You know the ones. A lot of tattoos. A lot of teeth broken off at the gum line. The true face of America. And every time you open the gates, a few of the more aggressive ones are going to get through. The creme de la creme. The alphas.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to get through, they're going to find each other, and they're going to crossbreed. And pretty soon you have a melting pot. Child killers, corpse fuckers, drug zombies, and full-blown wackaloons.
They're going to get
wandering
too powerful.
The landscape in search of truth and fun. Just like now. Everyone will have guns, everyone will have drugs, and no one will be in charge. Just like now. But at least we'll have a balanced budget.
Oh my gosh. That was funny. I'm honestly just like, this is my brain. I'm just thinking of the actual logistics. And I just feel like ultimately, I mean, we haven't been known to spend our money wisely as a country anyways, but I just feel like it would be an extremely large amount of money spent on these people that, as he said, are the cream of the crop of society. You have to build the fences. People don't like fences or building things. It costs a lot of money to do. And also, shooting the actual show, logistically, like, some cameraman has to be in there. So they're either giving the cameras away to some of these crazy people to film each other, which ultimately I feel like it's like, how are we going to find reliable sources? And then if we are paying someone on the inside to record, what makes their job secure in the sense that somebody just kill them and like say, okay, now pay me. I don't know. I just feel like it sounds unrealistic. I feel like it's just going to breed more psychos, and then they're going to just come out to the rest of the world and be like, okay, yeah. Also, who's going to feed them? Like, are they going to be feeding themselves? He's giving the criminals weapons, so maybe they can hunt for a little bit. But after a certain point of time, I'd imagine that due to such a large population, there would probably be a lack of food unless they are like, okay, we're going to supply you guys with cows and chickens and blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, at that point, like, why don't we just do that for the normal people of society that haven't committed any crimes? I don't know. I'm thinking too deeply into this, guys. Ultimately, though, I liked his creativity. I think that he was a funny guy, and it definitely has me thinking. Maybe we're doing it all wrong. You guys let me know in the comments what your master plan would be, because I'm curious. I don't really know what mine would be, but I just feel like I could see some of the flaws within his, but also I could see the entertainment factor if you could actually get someone to record. I guess at this point we could have drones. I don't know. You guys let me know in the comments. If you like hanging out with me, you like conspiring together, you like just goofy concepts, and you enjoy watching videos together and reliving things or seeing and checking out new things, make sure you subscribe to the channel below. Click the subscribe button. It is absolutely free, $99, and it takes about 1 second of your time. But it's really meaningful and impactful to me and the channel. Please do it. Okay, anyways, until next time, I'll see ya. Bye.